Good afternoon, guys. It's already two, or it's almost three in the afternoon, and welcome to my podcast, I guess. Well, first of all, I don't know how this works, but there's the podcast or the Anchor podcast, something something, has like this quotation for people who have not yet uploaded anything. It's like the best time to plant a tree was yesterday. The next best time to plant a tree is today. It's like, relate that to podcasting. Basically, that's what they're saying. So this will be the first episode of my podcast, which have no title yet, but I think I would like to talk about for today is about vlogging, because I've just started vlogging recently. Like, I've really literally done just one episode. Just one. No, not that I uploaded one, but literally I've done one and uploaded one for an entire month, I think. So I'm gonna give you a little something about the troubles or the pros and cons, I guess. Mostly the cons about vlogging, not to discourage you, but to get an idea of what to expect when you're gonna start vlogging. So first of all, the if you are anxious or basically introverted, vlogging will be, getting used to pointing a camera at yourself and, people looking at you like, this guy vlogger, I've not seen him before. It's like, is he new to this? Yeah, you get those ideas. But so on my first vlog, I did like comfort zone challenges. It was a Wednesday morning or afternoon. It was a Wednesday afternoon, so I decided, man, I'm gonna call this Comfort Zone Wednesdays or Discomfort Zone Wednesdays. And after I've done like the I finished tackling the first challenge of vlogging, which is getting used to having a camera pointed at you by you and people looking at you, the next challenge or obstacle was the editing of the video one. Yeah, basically you edit the video after you film it, otherwise it would be raw and not much people would watch it. But then, you get that idea. Editing a video is, you might think it's hard, but the more you do it, the more you get used to it. And wow, I was watching. I don't. I, this is a. This is how unfamiliar I am with this Anchor app. It's like there's like a. What do you call that? Like a loading screen that gradually fills. So I thought it's like it's almost 3 minutes and the what do you call this? The loading screen, let's just call it that. I can remember the term. The loading screen was almost full and I was like, is the recording gonna stop? I don't know what's gonna happen. So if the 3 minutes, at the 3 minutes you can notice a pause in my rant, in my ranting, you can notice a pause. That's like I was waiting for something to happen, but nothing happened. So let's go on. Where did I finish? I think I finished at the video editing. It seems hard at first. Especially if you got like complicated softwares for editing, like in computers and shit like that, Premiere Pro, Sony Vegas. At first you're gonna get intimidated by how do you do it, or things like that. How are you gonna edit the videos? How are you gonna make it good? But once you get the momentum going, you'll get faster and faster. That's the good thing about the video editing part. The next thing I will talk about, I edited this video at Thursday. I filmed it at Wednesday. I edited it at Thursday. So I was so myself. If I'm gonna upload this today, I can't name it Comfort Zone Wednesdays because it's uploaded at a Thursday. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna name it. So this is the other obstacle, the title of your vlogs. Like, if I filmed it on Wednesday, then finished uploading it on Thursday, would it be named Comfort Zone Wednesdays or Comfort Zone Thursdays? As you can imagine now, it's named Comfort Zone Saturdays. Why? I'm gonna tell you why. Just hang on for a moment. Is it gonna rain? I think it's gonna rain. Hang on for a moment. I'm gonna tell you why. So, filmed it on Wednesday, edited it on Thursday. It took like 2 to 3 hours, like faster than I've expected. So, and I've rendered it. I tried to render it that same day, Thursday, but I finished like at around 1 a.m. And rendering takes so long, like really, really long, guys. If you're gonna render videos, you know, do it in the morning. So you do. I don't know if it's a problem with my computer or something like that. I don't know if faster computer means faster rendering, but in the laptop I use renders so slow. So if you have slow laptops as well, then I recommend rendering your videos in the morning. Yeah, so you can leave it and do stuff. So the editing took 2 to 3 hours, but the rendering took like six to seven hours. That's just rendering. I was like, I never knew this. Maybe it's also because a lot of things are in play when it comes to rendering video, I guess. And maybe another thing is about what do you call that? Time span. Yeah, let's just call it that. The duration of your video. The duration of my video was like 30 minutes, and it rendered for about 6 to 7 hours. So that's a handful, right? And next thing, that's like the obstacle number 3. So that took like a Friday afternoon until Friday night. Then I finished rendering the video at around 7 p.m. and then the next step would be uploading the video. So I uploaded it on YouTube, and I will kid you not, and this is also, I'm 100% because of the internet connection, the Philippines is so monopolized or something like that, that they limit our speed, internet speed. Like, we're at 2 Mbps, in case you're wondering. Yeah, hard, right? So yeah, we're at 2 Mbps, and I've uploaded from 7 p.m. until 12 midnight, Friday night, and it was only 2%. From 7 to 12, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, it's like 5 hours of uploading. It took 5 hours of uploading. 2%. I don't know if it's my fault for filming or for having a video of 30 minutes, but that's life, guys. If you're, this part maybe applies to Filipino bloggers, this part. Yeah, if you have 2 Mbps connection, you expect a very, very long uploading time. So I said to myself, no, I'm not gonna let this continue. I'm gonna stop this. I'm gonna continue this tomorrow, which is Saturday. Hooray. The day of the uploading has already come. So it's already Saturday, and I've uploaded like 6 in the morning and finished, almost finished, at around 10. The percentage of the upload was like 98%, and it stopped. I was like, dude, don't make this a comfort zone Saturday, please. And I noticed something, like, I can't connect to the internet anymore. Like, my phone, my mother told me, like, son, we don't have internet. I was like, we don't? And my brother was like, bro, the fuck did you do? We don't have internet. I was like, they knew I was uploading something, and yeah, it was my fault. Basically, we ran out of bandwidth. I don't know if I think most Western listeners would be familiar with bandwidth or something like that. Basically, it's the limitation of your, it's not the internet speed, but the limitation of the internet, internet shit that you consume. So yeah, we ran out of bandwidth. I was like, oh no man, I've waited for almost 12 hours for this upload and I'm not gonna let this happen. So I switched to my phone. What do you call that? We have this like unlimited mini plans for cell phones, and I chose a plan from Globe. It's called Hacks 90, which gives you internet connection for 4G internet connections. And you know, I opened the hotspot, connected the laptop to my phone, and remember the 2% that, that 2%. Remember that 2% the first time I tried uploading, and it took like 5 hours to get that 2%? It took minutes when I used my phone. Just minutes. I told to myself, am I gonna do this often now? Am I gonna use my phone often now? Yes, maybe. So, and after that, the other obstacles would be, you know, tags, the title, the thumbnails, but I don't bother with those details yet because I'm not that, literally I have no subscribers yet, so there's that. And that's not a big problem for me yet. So guys, if you're listening to this and you're going to start a YouTube vlogging channel, especially if you're Filipino, you know, take these things into account. Maybe it's because I'm poor, that's why we can't afford faster internet. It just costs too much. So we're stuck at 2 Mbps. And yeah, guys, if you're gonna start vlogging, just take these things into account. And I've certainly did. I took these things into account. The one thing, yeah, I'm going to do better next time. So one thing that I'm gonna do is, number one thing is limit my video to 15 minutes. That's like the maximum video that's like the maximum duration that I'm gonna limit myself to. So yeah, that's one. And render videos in the morning. No matter what time you finish, render it in the morning so you can monitor your progress. And three, what else? Use my phone. I'm just gonna use my phone. I'm gonna do whatever I did back then, and I'm gonna do that with the uploading. And yeah, that's it. I mean, I can get used to vlogging easily. I mean, I did it once, how hard could the second time be, right? Just gonna talk, I guess, until the 15 minutes is off. Like, even my podcast will be limited at 15 minutes because I am not entirely sure how the uploading of this file will go. I know recording is smaller than video files, but hey, who knows? It's 2 Mbps. That's it, guys. Goodbye. Good afternoon, guys. It's already two, or it's almost three in the afternoon, and welcome to my podcast, I guess. Well, first of all, I don't know how this works, but there's the podcast, or the Anchor podcast, something, has like this quotation for people who have not yet uploaded anything. It's like, the best time to plant a tree was yesterday. The next best time to plant a tree is today. It's like, relate that to podcasting. Basically, that's what they're saying. So this will be the first episode of my podcast, which have no title yet, but I think I would like to talk about for today is about vlogging, because I've just started vlogging recently. Like, I've really literally done just one episode. Just one. Not that I uploaded one, but literally I've done one and uploaded one for an entire month, I think. So I'm gonna give you a little something about the troubles or the pros and cons, I guess. Mostly the cons about vlogging, not to discourage you, but to get an idea of what to expect when you're gonna start vlogging. So first of all, if you are anxious or basically introverted, vlogging will be, you know, getting used to pointing a camera at yourself and, you know, people looking at you like, this guy vlogger, I've not seen him before. It's like, is he new to this? Yeah, you get those ideas. But so on my first vlog, I did like comfort zone challenges. It was a Wednesday morning or afternoon. It was a Wednesday afternoon. So I decided, man, I'm going to call this comfort zone Wednesdays or discomfort zone Wednesdays. And I finished tackling the first challenge of, you know, vlogging, which is getting used to having a camera pointed at you, by you, and people looking at you, the next challenge or obstacle was the editing of the video one. Basically you edit the video after you film it, otherwise it would be raw and not much people would watch it. But then, you know, you get that idea. Editing a video is, you might think it's hard, but the more you do it, the more you get used to it. And wow, I was watching, this is how unfamiliar I am with this Anchor app. It's like, there's like a, what do you call that? Like a loading screen that gradually fills. So I thought, like, it's almost 3 minutes and the what do you call this? The loading screen, let's just call it that. I can remember the terms. The loading screen was almost full and I was like, is the recording gonna stop? I don't know what's gonna happen. So after 3 minutes you can notice a pause in my ranting. You can notice a pause. That's like, I was waiting for something to happen, but nothing happened. So let's go on. Where did I finish? I think I finished at the video editing. You know, it seems hard at first, you know, especially if you got like complicated softwares for editing, like in computers and shit like that, Premiere Pro, Sony Vegas. You know, at first you're gonna get intimidated by how do you do it, or, you know, things like that. How are you gonna edit the videos? How are you gonna make it good? But once you get the momentum going, you know, you'll get faster and faster. That's the good thing about the video editing part. The next thing I will talk about, you know, I edited this video at Thursday. I filmed it at Wednesday. I edited it at Thursday. So I was so honest. If I'm gonna upload this today, I can't name it Comfort Zone Wednesdays because it's uploaded at a Thursday. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna name it. So this is the other obstacle, the title of your vlogs. Like, if I filmed it on Wednesday, then finished uploading it on Thursday, would it be named Comfort Zone Wednesdays or Comfort Zone Thursdays? As you can imagine now, it's named Comfort Zone Saturdays. Why? I'm gonna tell you why. Just hang on for a moment. Is it gonna rain? I think it's gonna rain. Hang on for a moment. I'm gonna tell you why. So, filmed it on Wednesday, edited it on Thursday. It took like 2 to 3 hours, like faster than I've expected. So, and I've rendered it. I tried to render it that same day, Thursday, but I finished like at around 1 a.m. And rendering takes so long, like really, really long, guys. If you're gonna render videos, you know, do it in the morning. So you do. I don't know if it's a problem with my computer or something like that. I don't know if faster computer means faster rendering, but in the laptop I use renders so slow. So if you have slow laptops as well, then I recommend rendering your videos in the morning. Yeah, so you can leave it and do stuff. So the editing took 2 to 3 hours, but the rendering took like 6 to 7 hours. That's just rendering. I was like, I never knew this. Maybe it's also because a lot of things are in play when it comes to rendering video, I guess. And maybe another thing is about what do you call that? Time span. Yeah, let's just call it that. The duration of your video. The duration of my video was like 30 minutes, and it rendered for about 6 to 7 hours. So that's a handful, right? And next thing, that's like the obstacle number 3. So that took like a Friday afternoon until Friday night. Then I finished rendering the video at around 7 p.m. and then the next step would be uploading the video. So I uploaded it on YouTube, and I will kid you not, and this is also, I'm 100% because of the internet connection, the Philippines is so monopolized or something like that, that they limit our speed, internet speed. Like, we're at 2 Mbps, in case you're wondering. Yeah, hard, right? So yeah, we're at 2 Mbps, and I've uploaded from 7 p.m. until 12 midnight, Friday night, and it was only 2%. From 7 to 12, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, it's like 5 hours of uploading. It took 5 hours of uploading, 2%. I don't know if it's my fault for filming or for having a video of 30 minutes, but that's life, guys. If you're, this part maybe applies to Filipino bloggers, this part. Yeah, if you have 2 Mbps connection, you expect a very, very long uploading time. So I said to myself, no, I'm not gonna let this continue. I'm gonna stop this. I'm gonna continue this tomorrow, which is Saturday. Hooray. The day of the uploading has already come. So it's already Saturday, and I've uploaded like 6 in the morning and finished, almost finished, at around 10. Like the percentage of the upload was like 98%, and it stopped. I was like, dude, don't make this a comfort zone Saturday, please. And I noticed something, like, I can't connect to the internet anymore. Like, my phone, my mother told me, like, son, we don't have internet. I was like, we don't? My brother was like, bro, the fuck did you do? We don't have internet. I was like, they knew I was uploading something, and yeah, it was my fault. Basically, we ran out of bandwidth. I don't know if I think most Western listeners would be familiar with bandwidth or something like that. Basically, it's the limitation of your, it's not the internet speed, but the limitation of the internet, shit that you consume. So yeah, we ran out of bandwidth. I was like, oh no man, I've waited for almost 12 hours for this upload and I'm not gonna let this happen. So I switched to my phone. We have this like unlimited mini plans for cell phones, and I chose a plan from Globe. It's called Hax 90, which gives you internet connection for 4G internet connections. And you know, I opened the hotspot, connected the laptop to my phone, and remember the 2% that, that 2%. Remember that 2% the first time I tried uploading, and it took like 5 hours to get that 2%? It took minutes when I used my phone. Just minutes. I told to myself, am I gonna do this often now? Am I gonna use my phone often now? Yes, maybe. So, and after that, the other obstacles would be, you know, tags, the title, the thumbnails, but I don't bother with those details yet because I'm not that, literally I have no subscribers yet, so there's that. And that's not a big problem for me yet. So guys, if you're listening to this and you're going to start a YouTube vlogging channel, especially if you're Filipino, you know, take these things into account. Maybe it's because I'm poor, that's why we can't afford faster internet. It just costs too much. So we're stuck at 2 Mbps. And yeah, guys, if you're gonna start vlogging, just take these things into account. And I've certainly did. I took these things into account. The one thing, yeah, I'm going to do better next time. So one thing that I'm gonna do is, number one thing is limit my video to 15 minutes. That's like the maximum video that's like the maximum duration that I'm gonna limit myself to. So yeah, that's one. And render videos in the morning. No matter what time you finish, render it in the morning so you can monitor your progress. And three, what else? Use my phone. I'm just gonna use my phone. I'm gonna do whatever I did back then, and I'm gonna do that with the uploading. And yeah, that's it. I mean, I can get used to vlogging easily. I mean, I did it once, how hard could the second time be, right? Just gonna talk, I guess, until the 15 minutes is off. Like, even my podcast will be limited at 15 minutes because I am not entirely sure how the uploading of this file will go. I know recording is smaller than video files, but hey, who knows? It's 2 Mbps. That's it, guys. Goodbye. Welcome back, guys. Another day, another podcast. Actually, I think it's been like about several months since I've opened this, and only earlier today I've received that my earlier or the first podcast I released or I recorded has been how do you say I've been posted on Spotify, and I'm like, whoa, Spotify is a bit pretty big company, and having my shitty podcast there means something, right? Yeah, so it was accepted, and I've decided I'm gonna do this more often, I guess, as a hobby, you know. Just like I don't know if I mentioned it in the first podcast that I released, that I'm gonna be treating this as a hobby, and so yeah, everything will be ad lib, nothing will be scripted. Well, obviously I'm gonna think of a topic that I'll be talking about firsthand, but nothing is written down, you know, everything is just on my brain, so you'll get a lot of us, a lot of pause and shit, like you know, things like that. So what I've decided to talk about today is me and what I'm going through in this phase of my life, I guess, in this stage of my life. I'm basically turning 22 in the next few days, and happy birthday to me in advance, and yeah, I'm turning 22, and I don't know. I guess it's just been, or it happened a few months or a month ago. I don't feel like what I chose as a profession is the right one for me. I'm a psychology major, or I'm a graduate of psychology, and you know, upon taking the review for our psychometrician exam, I just don't feel, I don't know if I've ever felt passion for this this profession before, or maybe I felt less. It all started when, I guess, I thought about, I don't know what kind of crisis this is, midlife crisis, existential crisis, or I don't know. I just don't see myself working in a desk job and having a boss that would, you know, boss me around. I just don't see myself doing that. I don't know if I'm being self-centered or something, or maybe that's what the society wants me to see, that being different from most of the people, like everyone is, you know, getting interviews for jobs, applying for jobs, desk jobs, that is, and you know, getting minimum wage. You know, and I've always said, or I don't know who said it, that doing something you love or making money out of something you love, and you don't have to work a day in your life, you know, something like that. And that has been going on in my mind, like, sure, I'll be earning money, but I'm not happy. I know, I mean, I am a big follower of Gary Vaynerchuk, and he is like a god. No, I'm just saying, he is really an awesome guy. He pretty much got life figured out, and oh, somebody already did it, and all I gotta do is follow, right? It's that easy. But you know, even he says that I should grind, you know, jab, right hook, not sure, I haven't read his book yet, but planning on. And you know, that's the one thing that I can't, that's the one advice of Gary that I can't follow, I guess. It's just that I am willing to work for the minimum amount, for a minimum amount of money, enough to, I don't know, to get me by, to eventually achieve my goal, which is, you know, opening a business and, you know, being a boss of my own company, my own business. And what I've thought of is, it's classified, I don't know, maybe you, the one that is listening to my podcast, might get the idea, and you have like the financial advantage and won't have to save up money for it, and you can, you know, I'm at risk here. I think there is a chance that this is somewhat of an original concept, so I'm not going to be talking about that here. So yeah, well, with that done, so summary of what I've said is, I don't want to work for a boss, for a company, doing shit that I'm not happy about just to earn money to live. I mean, there are lots of other ways. I mean, I'm gonna find other ways, and one of them, well, I've already started this one, so. And many other people that already does this. So what I'm thinking of is comics. Yes, first is comics. I mean, my friends and I have already talked about this, and we've planned it, I think, a year ago, but nothing ever happened until earlier today when I've decided. So what happened is, I was absent, or I cut class for my review on my psychometrician, for my psychometrician exam. I cut classes and proceeded to go on a coffee shop, went there at 3 p.m. I think I went there at around 1 p.m. and then stayed and work on the one that I'm talking about, the comics. I've stayed and worked on my comics for about 6 hours, so 1 to 7 p.m. Ordered only one drink, and I know the owner of the coffee shop, so he's a pretty fine guy and very kind. It just to note how kind this guy is, my first day at that coffee shop, my second day, I met him at my second day. You know what? The barista and the owner are both awesome. First day I went there, I only got to meet the barista, and I ordered a cup of cafe latte with latte art. He served it to me, of course. Duh. And I tried to drink it as little at a time as possible, because I want to stay in that shop. And, you know, if I'm not drinking anything, then I would just basically be loitering. So I sipped one at a time, but at the entire time that I stayed there, the barista was like practicing his brewing techniques, and every coffee that he brewed, he gave me some, like a cup of coffee every time he brewed. And he brewed a lot of times. So yeah, I ordered cafe latte, then got more than what I paid for, like a lot more than what I paid for. Then comes, this is the same day, comes
the next customer, I think he was a regular. He was there, I think 2 months. He was already there, I think 2 months after opening, and he knows how to brew coffee. He brought his own beans and brewed together. He brewed his own coffee together with the barista, and they were like, "Hey, have a taste of this, have a taste of this." And so, to cut that day short, I slept at around 4 a.m. Yes, because of the coffee. Yep. Slept till 4 a.m. Or slept at 4 a.m. Then comes the next day. I was like, that was very fun. I am certainly returning to this place, and I didn't expect that I would be returning at that place at the very next day. So the next day I went there, I saw my friend, and she was like, "You see that guy over there? That's the owner." And I was like, "Man, he is young and he already owns his own coffee shop." And I approached this guy, I talked to the owner, asked him a few things about the world of coffee, and he on point opened up a whole new universe of coffee for me as a guy that lived in the what he calls first wave coffee providers, you know, the 3-in-1, the instant kind of coffee owned by gigantic companies. Yeah, it's a guy that is, you know, basically his whole knowledge of coffee revolves around the instant ones. He opened up a whole new universe of coffee for me. I didn't even know it was already the third wave. Like the second, he explained it like this. The first wave is that the gigantic companies of instant coffee provider. The second wave are the large franchise of coffee shops like Starbucks, Coffee Bean, and Tea Leaves, I think. Costa Coffee, you know, those shops are considered second wave. I don't know why. I think because they are franchising? I'm not sure. Then the third waves are them, the independent owners of specialty coffee shops. Like they buy, I mean, the owner that I talked to them, he buys his own green beans. Like it's not even roasted yet. He buys those directly to the farmer. So he says that it helps the farmer when you cut out the middleman. And you can see the passion on this guy's everything. He's passionate about coffee, he's passionate about like in humanity. Like he does the things he does because he wants to help. And you know, one thing is like I haven't ordered yet anything because we were talking and we came up to the topic of like espresso, and I told him the story about how the first time I tasted espresso was a mistake. I thought it was like a 3-in-1 coffee, but then, you know, bitterness happens, and I regretted that decision immediately. And he was like, "Oh, that's because you ordered your coffee at blank. That's why it tasted that bitter. Not all espressos are like that." I mean, if I'm gonna recommend to you a coffee bean for an espresso and I'm gonna make you an espresso, then this is what I'll recommend. He points out a can of roasted coffee beans. And I was like, how big is your cup of espresso?" And he was like, he pointed to a small cup, and he was like, he explained why it's small, like espresso means express, like it must be taken quickly, you know, a quick caffeine stimulant, whatever. And I was like, oh, okay. See, I was planning to stay here for a longer time, and an espresso would. And he was like, you know what? Here, taste this. He proceeded and made me espresso for free, just so I could taste what an actual espresso was like. And I must say, when I drank that espresso slowly, it was 10 times more delicious than what I've tasted in blank. Yep, 10 times. And so, yeah, we talked and talked. Why am I talking about coffee again? Seriously. I mean, I don't know, where did I start with this podcast? I think it's about when I discovered that psychology is not for me. I think that's about it. So yeah, I cut class. I don't know if this is right, guys. I'm sorry, this is like my second time in podcasting, and yo, give me credits. I think I'm already in my 16 minutes time, and I must be boring you. And so yeah, I said that psychology is not for me, and ended up in a coffee shop. I think it was the comics. I think I was talking about the comics. Yeah, so I cut my class. I think I remember when I cut my class. That was my second day, and I was talking about my second day in the coffee shop. Stayed there, talked to the, and met other people. Like, everyone there was epically friendly. And so the next day I went to another coffee shop. I said I was gonna try different coffee shops. So I went to UP Town, and yeah, I went to what was the name, Sachmi coffee shop. It was lit. And basically what I did in Sachmi was drew a bunch of cartoons and just my pen and paper. Next day, which is today, is supposedly my review for the board exams, the psychometrician exams. And I cut class, went straight to the coffee shop, the one that I know the owner. What did I do there? Yeah, basically I took a picture of some of my drawings on paper and traced it on my phone, traced the outline on my phone, colored it on my phone, got a few panels correct, and finished my very first, yeah, that's right, I am debuting on my comics today, or I debuted my comics today. How awesome is that? Very great. So it took me about 6 hours to draw, I mean to trace and to color 1, 2, 3, 4 panels of comics. That's enough, I guess. I mean, certainly for me, that's a pretty long time. So yeah, for now I'm in the stage of comics. The reason again why I was recording is, if you are familiar with Odd Ones Out, Jaden Animations, what are the other one? Domix. They're awesome, I know, and they have an animation show on YouTube. And basically why I'm recording, the reason why I'm recording is to have a cloud, like my own cloud for these recordings, because my end goal for this is basically having my own animation show on YouTube. I don't have in a software yet. I don't even know if I already talked about this. I mean, I did a trial recording earlier before this podcast, because I was like thinking about the tonalities of my voice, the voice tonality that I was gonna use, and yeah, if I already talked about this, I apologize. Like I said, this is ad lib, so whatever you hear is whatever I can provide, I guess. And so, yeah, I think I'm going to be wrapping up, just so you know, that so I can have other episodes. I mean, if I already talk about everything in my life today, then I won't have other episodes. So, yep, that's my end goal. So that's basically what I'm doing now. I'm pursuing what I think is my passion. Because psychology, I really feel that it's not for me now. Psychology is not for me now. It might have been a while back, but not anymore. I guess passion comes and goes. And I hope these comics and the ones that I'm, you know, the ones that I want for me right now, I hope they don't subside. And yeah, maybe someday you'll be hearing this with an animation. Someday, maybe, I don't know. And if that's the case, then thank you, Anchor, for providing me this opportunity. Ad-libbing sucks. The next podcast, I don't know, maybe I will have some sort of script, or maybe just like a sequence of, or how we say in Tagalog, pagkakasunod-sunod na mga pangyayari. I'll have things like that to be organized so that you guys, whoever you are, the one, the only one that is listening to this, so you won't have a hard time, you know, processing my thoughts. These are basically my thoughts. I'm spitting out thoughts. That's all the thing that I'm doing. Nothing is organized. I even said that I would be wrapping up. So, I don't know how things end or how to end. I don't even remember how I ended the first podcast that I ever released. And considering the fact that I already said that I'll be wrapping up and I keep talking, means that this is not part of any script and I cannot stop talking. I don't know how to answer. All right, welcome to another episode of my podcast. Yep, this is called Consistency. Now I can finally say another night or day, another podcast, because I just did one last night and I'm doing one again. So this one will be titled, again, I must thank, before I say that, again, I must thank Anchor for providing me like a cloud. If you've watched my, or heard, if you listened to my podcast last night, I was talking about the fact that I am like basically getting free cloud to store my recordings in for my future animation plans. So this episode will be titled Goats and Why I Should Have Been Traumatized When I Was Young. So back when I was about, I'm not sure, because I was very young then and I had no concept of time, date, year whatsoever. Back when I was young, we often visited Ilocos. Yep. Ilocos. It's a city. Is it a city? It's a part of the Philippines, okay? I'm still geographically illiterate, considering I'm a Filipino and I should know at least what Ilocos is. I'm not ashamed to say it though. So, the reason why I'm telling you this goat story because when I was chatting with a Tinder date before. Yeah, that sounded sadder than what I was expecting. I Tindered. I'm not gonna go about that for too long. So, yeah, I Tindered. And back when I was chatting with this Tinder match that I had, and we. Why? I'm not gonna tell you about. Maybe I'm gonna do another episode of. Where was I going again? Maybe I'm gonna do another episode someday where I focus more on Tinder, but I'm just gonna say for now that this story. The reason I'm telling it because of the per a person I matched with on Tinder. And so back when I was a kid, my family used to visit. Again, this is ad lib. If you listen to my podcast last night, I was saying that this is not scripted. I know I also said that last night I was gonna make a like an organized list of the topics that I'm gonna be talking about. Well, I didn't do that. I didn't even bathe for the day. Maybe I will after finishing this podcast. I'm not sure if I should have told you that. I still smell good though. That's not a problem. And I will bathe. Alright, so see, this is why I should have wrote that what should I call it? A script that not that's not a script. I should have wrote that. Maybe for the next podcast, I don't know. So, fudge, where am I? This is the reason why my friends always are the one who's telling funny stories at gatherings, and I usually am the one who listens quietly and laugh. And when a person or a friend of mine asks me, "Hey, you should tell them the story about that something, something," and I'll be like, extremely, either I'll be like extremely detailed about the story, or I'm gonna get sidetracked most of the time and not gonna be able to finish the story altogether. That's why I'm not fun at parties. I have fun, but I'm not fun because this is what happens. I should be talking about the goat. All right, let's talk about the goat and why the goat matters. So back when this is like the seventh intro that I had. Back when I have eight, I'm not gonna say nine, but the next one will be nine. Back when I was a kid, my parents, my family are you sh what the fuck? What is the matter with me? Back when I was a kid, 10th. Ah, damn it. 11th is next. Back when I was a kid, my family and I used to visit our relatives in Ilocos, and on vacations we stay there for, I think the longest would be a week. It's a 9-hour drive. I've never been there. I mean, I never went there via plane. I'm sure riding a plane is much faster and you can do that. And but me personally, I have never tried that before. So it's always a 9-hour drive with my family. And this one time that we visited, I should have really written that. Maybe I'm gonna do this episode again. some other day, some other time. But, oh, I wonder if you can exit this. I remember telling that story to the Tinder match that I had. Is it recording? I think so. I wonder if our conversation is still here. Yeah. Yep, still here. It's way down, but it's alive. I wonder if we talked a lot. We talked a lot. I'm gonna find that. I will find that. Oh, I'm gonna search. Goat. Okay. Here we go. Old baby me got my hands on some cash, and this is when I was in Ilocos, the one that I'm talking about. Old baby me got my hands on some cash, decided to buy a foot-long sandwich, in one of those burger stands. I'm not sure what's the name of it, but I think it was Burger Machine. I don't know if that exists until now, but it's the closest burger stand in my house. And as I walking home, I bought this footlong sandwich, remember? And I was walking home holding this, not, I think it's way longer than a 12 inches. I'm not sure. So I was a child back then, so it seemed bigger when I imagined it. So, and as I was walking home, a goat, a mother freaking goat, came out of nowhere and stared at me. This huge, imagine, I was so tiny back then, so this goat might have been average size, but when you compare another average size adult goat to a kid, I'm pretty sure the goat was bigger than me. So it was like staring at a minotaur or something. Are minotaurs goat? I think they're bulls. Anyway, it's like staring at a freaking minotaur. And I can swear that this goat was looking at me with an intent to kill. So, as a kid that doesn't know how to defend himself against a goat, I mean, right now, I'm already 22, and I'm not even sure how to defend myself against a goat if ever a goat, I don't know, fucking chased me or something. So, this goat that came out of freaking nowhere chase me while I was holding my food. And at that moment, while I was running with my little legs, that goat chased me. And I swear to God, it wasn't planning on stopping anytime soon. And I want you guys to keep in mind that I was a fairly small kid. Like, I'm even smaller than average kids at my age that back then. And so, again, the goat was freaking bigger than me. Then I thought to myself, this foot long, this is how I rationalized my situation, how I deducted my situation back then. This sandwich is freaking keeping me down. Like, it's weighing me down. If I hold on to this sandwich for any longer than I am, keep in mind, I had little legs, and when you're a kid, you don't exactly have the stamina or the cardiovascular, I don't know, I got technical. I can't even commit to, can't even commit to my technical term. So as a kid, I didn't even have the stamina to run that far, and clearly that goat, oh, that goat had all the advantages against me. So I was thinking, this foot long, am I really going to risk my life to hold on to this item, that this food that is weighing me down? So I was running. I looked back, the goat was close. I looked back again, the goat was closer, and I can be sure that it was the foot long that it was weighing me down. So without looking back for the third time, I threw the sandwich behind me and kept running. I didn't even look back then. I mean, as I said, the burger stand was relatively close to my house, and or the houses we stay in. And now that I think of it, it was like, I don't know, 20 steps now that I'm older. I think it's about 20 steps from my house to the burger stand. But imagining back then when I was a kid, I can attest to it that in my mind, I felt like I ran for miles. So I reached the gate of my house. I slammed the door or the gate behind me, and that's the moment that I risked looking back at the goat and noticed the goat wasn't there anymore. I thought to myself, was I imagining things? Is that what kids do? And so I approached my grandmother, or the sister of my granddad. So like my grand auntie. Is that a thing? So I approached my grand auntie and, you know, told her about my goat experience. And she's like, oh no, goats couldn't possibly chase you. Goats are kind animals. And I was like, I'm not sure about this. Satan got horns because he's the devil. And goats got horns. That's like the goat has something in common with Satan. I can't 100% say that goats are nice creatures altogether. I mean, you don't know what's going on in their heads. I think Satan has hooves too. So that's two things. Fur? Three? What else? Goat teeth? No. Goatee! I think four. What, they both got muscles, eyes, what else, mouth. It's like 17 things in common with Satan. What I'm saying is, like, my grand auntie was underreacting. Like, I was straight up crying in front of her, and what she tells me is like, goats are nice. Have you ever experienced a goat trying to kill you before? Because when that happens, I can make sure that you won't think they're nice anymore. My grand auntie is dead now, so I love you, auntie. I mean, grand auntie, and you know, I don't mean anything that I said. I haven't visited you yet since you passed. Man, that took a dark turn. But the next part is I'm going to tell you how nice she is. So she, to prove to me, I think she might be like a factor why I still don't hate goats until now. Like, I love feeding goats like leaves and stuff like that. I should have been traumatized. I could have had like goatee phobia or something, but I didn't. And I think grand aunt. Hello. Yeah, there's like when I do this voice, I'm prone to those high pitch sounds that kids go male going to puberty make. So to tell you how nice my auntie is, she accompanied me just to prove that the ghost was not trying to kill me. She accompanied me. She's like, "Oh, we're gonna get to the bottom of this. We're gonna look at the goat, and if the goat tries to kill you again, we'll eat the goat." And I was like, "Right, all right, let's go." So we went back. We retraced my steps. Obviously, I was standing behind her because she had longer legs, and if goats chase, I should have head start before her. I'm just saying. So yeah, we approached where the goat chased me down, and as I was nearing the part where I threw my sandwich, I told my grand aunt, "Let's find my sandwich first. I think I threw it away here at these parts." So we haven't seen the goat yet. We went for the sandwich, and yeah, the hot dog, the foot long, was there. The sandwich is gone, but the foot long was just lying on the ground, all dirty, and I think got hooved by the goat. I was thinking, what is the matter with goats? That's just what I've been thinking all those times until now. What is the matter with goats? It only ate the sandwich. I mean, did he or she really have to chase me that far for the sandwich of a foot long? I mean, couldn't he or she just talk to me? I think that would be scarier and more traumatizing. But if the goat did talk, I would have gladly given it the sandwich and ate only the hot dog myself. Ah, dang. I never really got to taste. It's those little things that, pass you by and makes you think, I wonder how delicious that thing is, or what might have happened if I didn't get chased down by a goat. Obviously, I tried to eat the hot dog, and since my grand aunt was there, she stopped me. Thank you. And I was like, the sandwich is gone. That's hurtful. But we should get to the bottom of this. And I was like, great aunt. I call her Auntie Diling. I was like, Auntie Diling, we should find the goat in Tagalog. And she was like, really? I mean, the hot dog's there. We can't do anything about it anymore. And I was like, we need to find that goat. I mean, what if I decide to buy another hot dog and, oh wait, I know what to do next. I'm just gonna throw the sandwich at it to confuse the goat. But I know that. I don't know how to tell other kids who buy foot long what the answer to my experience was, and to prevent the same thing happening to another kid. I'm so selfless, I know. I asked my great aunt to find the goat with me. Obviously she needs me. I am the only one who can testify that that goat was the one who chased me and not frame another innocent goat who was not planning on chasing a kid holding a hot dog. Right? It's like I'm the only one standing between innocence and guilty goat. I'm the only one who can point out the guilty ones and leave out the innocent one. So we try to find the goat, and back then I was like a very good detective. I saw like a rope with a giant nail on the end, and I was like, "Grandma, what is this for?" And she obviously recognized it. She was like, "Oh, maybe that's the goat that chased you. It was the leash on the goat, I think. And that nail should have been driven down the earth so that the goat couldn't run too far. But since that goat was evil, he somehow managed to, I don't know, get Satan to push the nail upwards so the goat can chase me." And so Auntie Diling, I'll just call her Auntie Diling. So Auntie Diling took that nail, pulled it, and eventually revealed the goat. The goat came out of the grass when she pulled the rope, and the goat was acting all innocent. It wasn't chasing her, it wasn't chasing me, and she was like, "See, goats are nice." I was like, "That was the goat that chased me. You did not know what I've been through. I thought I was going to die that day." So I said, "Gran, nail that nail to the earth." But she was so old back then and fragile, you know? And considering, well, I was technically weaker than her because I was a kid. So she did what any great grand aunt would have done. She nailed that nail to the ground and accompanied me back home. The goat didn't chase me. She was like a repellent against the goat. It was great. She really was the reason why I'm not traumatized. I wasn't traumatized back then, and I don't have goat phobia now. Thanks, great grand aunt. Grand aunt, thank you so much. I'll be wrapping up the podcast. It's already 24 minutes, and I've been talking just about goats. I'm sure I've been sidetracked a few times back, but the point was, it was all pointed towards a goat, my goat experience. So yeah, the moral of the story, in case you're a kid that's listening, number one, what are you doing? You should enjoy your life, like play outside instead of listening to an Anchor podcast made by some stranger who got chased by goats when he was young. I'm saying play outside, guys, come on. Number two, if you are a kid and you decide to, I don't know, follow my do what I've said to play outside, and you encounter a goat, you review the situation first. Did the goat look like it's going to kill you in a matter of seconds or not? If it has like an aura of death around it, there's a good chance that you're holding something that looks tasty for the goat. And if it is a hot dog sandwich or any type of sandwich, I am telling you a life hack right now. Grab that ham, grab that hot dog, grab that foot long. What else do we have for spread? Scrape up that Nutella and just throw the sandwich at the goat, then run.